We've got the Brewers and the Yankees. Luis Severino will be squaring off against Brent Suter in just the fifth start of his career. We'll take it to the top of the first, Travis Shaw at the plate.
In tight, nearly hit Travis Shaw. He was trying to contend that it did, and it did, says Mike Easterbrook. And now Gary Sanchez puts his arm on Mike Easterbrook's hand and says, hey, hold on just a moment. Now Joe Girardi is going to come out and argue with Mike Easterbrook. And this is a rather aggressive conversation early on in this game. 1-0 on Santana. Thames at second, shot first. The pitch hit in the air, right field. This one is trouble. Judge back at the track. It's gone. A three-run home run for Domingo Santana. And just like that, the crew is up three. Domingo Santana with home run number 15 on the year. He's got 50 runs batted in. And he takes advantage of the short porch and right. A one pitch, hit in the air, left center, back Braun, and this game is not going to be tied. It's off the fence. Frazier around second. He's headed for third. He's going to make it in with a stand-up triple. He ended up picking up the save, but his command was a little bit iffy. The 1-0. High drive, deep left, and this game is over. Clint Frazier with a walk-off three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Yankees steal one from the crew.
5-3 Yankees is your final score. Brent Suter goes 6 1/3, 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 5. Not a bad day for Luis Severino, 3 earned runs through 7 innings pitched with 10 strikeouts. Craig Counsell and the Brewers lose a tough one in the Bronx, 5-3. Here's what Counsell had to say about the loss.
Yeah, I mean, he's had some outings where he's, you know, taken him a little while to get into it. And, you know, after the strikeout to Headley, I thought, you know, he was certainly back in, you know, control of the inning. The walk to, you know, he threw 5 straight balls at that point, then, and just a fastball that got to put a good swing on. Yeah, no, he had a good day. He had a good day for sure. He swung the bat well, and, you know, Brent was outstanding. He pitched wonderfully. It was fun to see, and it's, you know, really important moving forward that we found a guy that can fill in that spot and do a really nice job. There's going to be quite a few starts in that spot, obviously. So Brent's taken the ball twice now and done an outstanding job with it. You know, that bat to Choi was, you know, at that point, the best bat of the game, certainly getting just a ground ball right there, and threw a good sinker, got a ground ball, got out of the inning. Jacob threw the ball really well to the middle of their order. Made some great pitches to Judge. Domingo hits that homer in the first, and, you know, we had maybe one other chance, but Severino pitched very well. He certainly pitched very well.
Corey Knebel took the mound in the ninth to close out the Yankees, but Clint Frazier had other ideas with a game-winning home run. Here's what Knebel had to say about the game.
To have that no-hitter through the fourth, and then, I mean, shutout going into the sixth, it was huge for us to hold that lead, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't go that way.
You got one game left, I'm guessing you want it tomorrow, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all do. It's be nice. Didn't throw too many pitches today, so good to go tomorrow.
Brent Suter had a no-hitter into the fifth inning until Clint Frazier broke it up with a single. Here's what Suter had to say about the game.
Individually, I did my job. You know, I gave the team a position to win. That's all you can ask for. I'm really disappointed in myself the seventh. I don't think I executed pitches well that inning. And so it was kind of like a sour note to end off of personally. But as a team, we battled great defense behind me. Oh, my goodness. And Steven and I got along great. I mean, that was the first time throwing to him, and he was awesome back there. And Mingo getting that 3-run lead early was really nice to pitch with. Days like that are going to happen. This is part of the game. That's a good team over there. Very good lineup. That's a good game for that Clint Frazier. He's a rookie, and that's a good game for him. He's a tough hitter. He's got quick hands. So, these games are going to happen. We're going to roll through it and get him tomorrow.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Jimmy Nelson will take the hill for the Brewers. He'll square off against Masahiro Tanaka.